This is Fresh Air. Pablo Casals was the first and most popular cellist to record the major cello repertoire. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is surprised it's taken so long for any of these recordings to be reissued on compact disc. But finally, they have.
Pablo Casals was not only one of the most profound musicians of our century, he was also a moral force, even in non-musical matters. He left Spain at the end of the Civil War in protest against the fascists and took a vow of musical silence. He made no public appearances after that until 1950. He was a great teacher. He taught that a musician must serve the music, that playing music was a selfless, spiritual quest to discover what lies within it. You can hear his integrity, his passionate honesty in every note. There's no self-indulgence. Even his most passionate outbursts have a kind of austerity. His cello doesn't always make the prettiest sound. It has a dark edge. It growls, it bites even as it caresses. But Casals' astonishing rhythmic vitality transcends the glamour of mere tone. His emotional directness allows you to follow a work's essential structure. Every phrase sings with meaning. The first CD versions of Casals playing the cello have finally been released, and they immediately become the most important cello recordings to turn up on CD. One of these releases is no surprise, the complete set of Bach's 6 Suites for Unaccompanied Cello, issued on 2 separate CDs on Angel's wonderful new batch of budget-priced great recordings of the century. They are probably Casals' most famous recordings. He was practically the first musician since the time of Bach to take these works seriously. Casals studied them for 12 years before he played them in public. Till his dying day at nearly 97, he would practice a Bach suite first thing every morning. And he was the first cellist to record them all. These performances, recorded in the late 30s, remain a kind of spiritual testament, besides being the most exploratory, the most moving, and also the most playful versions ever made. The other Casals issue is more surprising. Philips Records, in its excellent Legendary Classics series, has reissued a pair of rare live performances of Beethoven trios, The Archduke and The Ghost, from later in Casals' public career. Perhaps the greatest Archduke on record is the one Casals recorded 30 years earlier with his famous collaborators, pianist Alfred Cortot and violinist Jacques Thibaud. This one, from 1958, with Mstislav Horzhavsky and violinist Sandor Vey, is far from its most refined performance. Yet it's still remarkable, witty, buoyant, clear and compelling in conception. The Ghost, recorded in 1961 with Vey and Carl Engel, is even more astonishing, especially the literally haunting slow movement which gives the work its nickname.
Thank you.
I wish that Philips's digital noise reduction system had left some of the atmosphere of the short-lived LP version. The CD sound is harsh and dry. Still, there's no competition for this little-known and devastating performance. Welcome, Maestro Casals, to the world of modern technology.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.